Mrs. Dufie Ejiakokusi, an experienced international public servant who's to represent us in the vibrant Republic of Korea. Madam Virginia Hesse, a respected former senior civil servant who's going to Prague, the Paris of Central Europe, in the Czech Republic. To Mrs. Francesca Ashite Oduntun, a well-known media practitioner who will be our High Commissioner to Kenya. And to Mr. Leo Kaba, a seasoned lawyer and politician who's heading as ambassador to our sister country, the Republic of Benin. And fifthly, to Professor Abner Bouzia, an internationally acclaimed academic and poet who will be our ambassador to the giant of South America, Brazil.
This is the third batch of ambassadors and high commissioners to be dispatched by the president, bringing the number to 35. They took the oaths of office, allegiance and secrecy, and were later presented with instrument of appointment, also known as the letter of credence. President Akufo-Addo reminded the appointees of the need to maintain cordial working relations with staff of the embassy. He urged them to develop rapport with the Ghanaian community in their host countries. President Akufo-Addo tasked the appointees to further deepen bilateral relations between Ghana and their host countries and explore other areas of effective cooperation.
You have the onerous responsibility of preserving and promoting the image of a country whose reputation today is high amongst the Committee of Nations. You represent a country that, as a result of the commendable conduct of the Ghanaian people, is regarded as one of the most stable on the continent, which is a functioning democracy governed by the rule of law and respect for individual liberties, human rights, and the principles of democratic accountability. We are regarded as the beacon and standard bearer of democracy in Africa. And recently, in April, according to the reputable RMB Global Markets Research, the fourth best place to invest and do business in on the African.
On behalf of the four appointees, the ambassador to Brazil, Professor Abner Bouzia, thanked the president for reposing confidence in them. She assured the president that they would work diligently to justify their appointments.